58.
Authorize a contract for $4 million with Conduent State and Local Solutions, Inc. to provide ongoing photographic traffic enforcement services for the city's current photographic enforcement system.
Commissioner Udaley.
Thank you, Madam President. This ordinance will allow the Chief Procurement Officer to approve an interim contract with Conduent State and Local Solutions, Inc., the vendor that is currently contracted to provide for the photographic traffic enforcement system since 2010. There are two service contracts, one for fixed-speed cameras and one for red-light cameras. Both contracts expire March 31st, 2020, and this ordinance would allow us to guarantee continued service while the new competitive RFP is underway. I know my colleagues might be concerned about why we're seeking authorization to extend a contract that originally expired last year and is set to expire again soon. I will ask staff to explain the delay from their perspective, but I do want to share that this is the contract I've spoken to the mayor and his staff about several times over the last couple of months, asking for procurement to prioritize, including at our last work session on traffic enforcement. It's been very frustrating for me how long this process has taken. We authorized this new contract work in June of last year, and procurement's timeline has it scheduled for completion by August or September of this year. I'm unclear why it's taking so long and would love some assistance in getting it completed sooner, as this is a high priority for the Vision Zero program. So here to give us more details about this extension and to answer our questions is Bob Delgeese from Portland Police, Sergeant John Holbrook from Portland Police. I hope that's who's here.
Yes.
Okay, good, because there was a little last-minute change. Welcome, and please state your name for the record.
Thank you. Just before I have them speak, I want to just say that I met yesterday morning, and we had a very detailed conversation about the expansion of this request. And my questions have been answered, so I don't want you to feel like you have to go through all the excruciating detail that I required you to do earlier this week. But it would be good to put on the record information about why the delay and then what your process will be moving forward. So just wanted to save you a little bit of energy there.
Okay, I appreciate that. My name is Sergeant John Holbrook. I'm with the Portland Police Bureau, the Traffic Division. I supervise the photo enforcement program, and with me is Bob Delgeese with Portland Police Bureau. Just changed the fiscal. It's now...
What do you do?
Business Services Group.
Business Services.
I'm a business operations manager.
Welcome both.
So I have a short slide presentation, and hopefully that will answer most of the questions, and I will be happy to answer any other questions that may come forward. So we're here today to ask for a continuation of the city's current photo enforcement contract with the current vendor, Conduent, for reasons we're about to outline. The photo enforcement van is the longest-standing photo enforcement program in the city and often requested speed enforcement tool. Photo enforcement, specifically red light and fixed-speed programs, are also among the Vision Zero action programs. Enforcement is not the only action in the Vision Zero plan. There are numerous actions: street design, speed management, traffic safety education, public information and outreach campaigns, all combined in the effort to eliminate traffic deaths in the city of Portland. To achieve the Vision Zero action of reducing speed and dangerous driving behavior, PBOT and PPB approached council last summer seeking authorization to engage in a competitive solicitation of the photo enforcement system that will result in a 5-year initial contract. That future contract will enable us to upgrade and expand the photo enforcement system. In September of 2018, we began gathering information and collecting data regarding the referral for proposal, or RFP. In November, we actually began writing the RFP, knowing that the contract with Conduent was going to expire in March of 2019. The beginning of 2019, we actually started working with procurement to get the process, to get their input on the process. In March, we had a contract extension signed for 1 year. In June, we had we gained authorization from City Council to go forward with the RFP. In October through December, the Procurement Office and BTS continue to help us make changes and perfect the RFP. In December, it was actually published. I have been in this position for approximately 2.5 years, and this is the first time I have ever done an RFP. I've been a police officer for about 27 years, so this is somewhat of a new proposal or a new job for me, and I had actually no idea how long it was going to take to go through the process. Looking back, I should have started earlier, not knowing exactly the hiccups that were going to come and the steps we actually had to go through. Being as that our contract does expire, or the one-year extension does expire in March 31st of 2020, and the RFP has been published, we expect to have a new contractor picked sometime in March, and negotiations regarding the contract beginning after that, shortly thereafter. And ultimately, due to the complexity of the RFP and its multiple requirements, very technology heavy, we did underestimate the timeline, and the RFP currently is posted. Submittals are and open for submittals. I started to ad-lib a little off my little script, so I got sidetracked.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for that. I am curious. It looks like the new RFP process will wrap up this summer. How will that align with this contract extension of 18 months?
The RFP actually should hopefully wrap up, and we have a new contractor selected by the end of March. The RFP has been published already and should close at the end of January. Evaluations and selection should go through February and March, and by the end of March we should have a selection process. Then the process of negotiating the contract begins. Once that is finished, if we have a new contractor, then we would have to wind down operations with Conduent and spin up the operations with the new contractor. The gap contract that we're requesting would cover the time from April 1st until the time we have a new contract selected and signed with the new contractor.
So it's up to 18 months?
The reason we're asking for 18 months is, after speaking with procurement and BTS, negotiations, I've been told, can take anywhere from 4 to 6 months. It can also take anywhere from 4 to 6 months to wind down with one contractor and start operations with a second contractor. Granted, that's only a 12-month window. However, looking back at the length and the delays of this process, I anticipate there could possibly be some delays in the upcoming process. So we wanted to ask for a longer range of time to account for any unforeseen hiccups that may come around, so we don't have to come back to council and ask for another extension.
But that, I understand that, and I think that's a wise move, but what I'm trying to get at is, if we do complete that process and we do choose a new vendor and we have a year left on the existing contract, is there a contractual obligation to pay up through the 18 months, or can that contract end sooner?
That's a good question. There is a clause in the contract that allows either party to terminate the contract with 30 days notice.
Great.
So
thank you.
The short answer is yes.
Yeah, because it's extraordinarily expensive, and I don't want to be paying this company to do nothing for us if we go with another vendor and we're paying them. So
agreed.
Thanks.
I agree 100% on that. So in short, the GAP contract would allow us to continue services and continue providing photo enforcement services throughout the city after April 1st, and continue through until we have a contractor approved and a contract signed. Without the GAP contract, services and the photo enforcement program would end on March 1st. The conditions of the GAP contract would continue the same conditions and terms as the current contractor. And at this point, I thank you for your time and I'm willing to answer any other questions you may have.
I'm good, thank you.
Commissioner Fritz, any questions?
I don't have any questions. I just want to thank Commissioner Daly and your staff for your diligence on this. I share your concerns and appreciate that this is necessary to make sure that we can continue doing photo radar.
Yes, thank you so much. Has anyone signed up, caller, to testify on this issue?
Yes, we have four people signed up.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
The first three, please come on up, are Charles Bridge Crane Johnson, Maggie, and Lightning. I think Maggie may not be here. We'll go with Diana Gutman then.
All right.
Good morning, Madam President, Commissioners. My name is Diana Gutman, and I'm in support of this agenda item. I understand that we're trying to extend the contract, and the Vision Zero Action Plan. You know, it seems like it's working. It seems as though you know, there has been a reduction because of the photo radar and the speeding radars. Those things are really, really important when it comes to, we have so many people who travel. We have so many people who use public transportation, whether it's on buses or they're actually using vehicles. And even with our bikers, which is technically a vehicle, they have to obey the laws of the road. And so, you know, public safety is very important to me. And I think that if they're needing to extend this out in order to continue to enforce public safety, and then I think that this is something that is necessary. I did have a question in regards to the 30-day notice cancellation fee or cancellation clause. I was wondering, is there a cancellation fee that we would have to pay the current vendor to get out of it, or we just submit a 30-day notice? Okay. That's really my only question, so I'm in support of this.
Thank you. Who's next?
His name is called first.
Okay, Charles.
Good morning, Madam President Hardesty.
Good morning.
That's what I wanted to say. Madam President Hardesty, and Commissioner Fritz and Commissioner Daly, I hope that as you've gone through this, there are a lot of things you haven't had time to say, and that, you know, we're in a strange situation where if the election goes badly in some seats and good in other seats, the only remaining commissioner that'll be here a year from now is Commissioner Hardesty. And so we have to rely on the institutional knowledge of our departments. And I hope that Commissioner Udaly will create a mirror in the Bureau of Transit of everything that has happened with the police department for this contract, so that really, when we hear the police coming and saying, we're short 10 million officers, we're on overtime all the time, this assignment almost never should have been in the police department. It should have been in the Bureau of Transportation, only limited by whatever laws of Oregon. You know, Oregon has some strange laws about speed traps and making sure police departments don't become excessive revenue machines. But if we're short on police resources, we should have found a way to manage this program inside the Bureau of Transportation, leaving cops free to actually do on-the-ground Vision Zero work. And so I hope that with the complexities of having a police bureau under one commissioner and the Bureau of Transportation under another commissioner, that Commissioner Daly still felt that there's some resiliency where we can get, instead of having a highly paid, I didn't notice, I think he's a sergeant that testified. And I was very impressed that he admitted right up that wow, this RFP crap is crap that takes a lot of time. And you know, when we talk about continuity and y'all delivering good governance to us, you know, it's hard to name all the police chiefs this man has had to work under in the last 4 years. So I don't know when this RFP process, I didn't catch note down when this RFP process started, but I hope that we'll get going. And the other thing is, it's like, it seems strange to me that we didn't have a big enough public presentation to talk about, are there cities that never ever pay anything for red light cameras because there are laws that let the red light camera program cover its own costs? So I'll be looking forward to engaging with the RFP process and seeing there's no reason for us to pay anybody to do anything. We should have red light traffic fines and fees set high enough so that that program covers its own costs and actually brings revenue in, and there's never a $4 million budget item. This next RFP hopefully can be tweaked so that all the presenters will come in and say, hey, Portland, this won't cost you anything. You have existing infrastructure cameras. The only expense is if we build some fancy mobile Vision Zero speed cameras that we can take around to hot spots on short notices. So that would be beautiful if that's in there. I'm sorry I didn't prepare to comprehensively say what's in there, but there's some great ideas to float around. Thanks very much, commissioners.
Thank you, Charles.
Madam President, if I could just respond.
Yes, please.
First, just to be clear, this is a partnership between PBOT and PPB, and I believe because of state law, this contract falls squarely in the hands of PPB.
Thanks.
If I could have assumed responsibility, I would have. And then, secondly, I'm actually concerned with the impact of fines and fees on low-income community members, and so full cost recovery for this program would be onerous, and also we don't get to set the fines ourselves, and we get a very tiny, tiny sliver of that fine. This is not a revenue generator for the police bureau or for the city of Portland. What I'm more interested in is getting some real competitive bids, because I think what we're being charged is exorbitant, and I'm hoping to find a much better deal for the city, or that we find a much better deal.
Thank you very much for all that engagement.
Yeah.
Lightning.
Yes. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Karma. Again, I'm in full support of Vision Zero. I just don't like the direction we're taking with the red light cameras. I think, number one, it's a scam. Number two, they banned it just recently in Texas by Greg Abbott, has signed off. They have banned it in numerous other states. Again, this is a money-making machine, and that's all it is. And there's been a lot of complaints on people where they look at the images and they might be picking a certain group of people out just by the images and then transferring it over. Who's monitoring that to make sure certain people aren't being put into this position to pay these outrageous fines that can run up very high, very fast? Again, I think this whole camera system is unconstitutional. In my opinion, the city improperly delegates its police powers when it contractually outsources its statutory obligations to a for-profit third-party vendor. Again, you're giving this vendor so much power, so much control, that when they take that image, they know who that person is, where they live, what time they were at this location. To me, this is an invasion of my privacy. And again, what really dictates how they win in court is who's sitting in that seat at the time. Do they have a clear picture of that driver at the time? Again, this technology does not work all the times. And this company, Conduit, if you pull up the records in Florida, they've been hit with serious fines. They've been stopped. They don't follow through on their contracts. Again, I don't want this company to have a contract. Again, it's by the same name in Florida. You can pull that up. So again, I think a better alternative is to extend the time frame on the yellow light. It's been proved that that does decrease accidents and, again, add more signs. And, again, I'd like to know exactly how much revenue is being produced. What's the total amount per year off of this type of a scam, which I call it a scam? Again, to my great Governor Brown,
that I really do like you, but we never seem to get together for lunch. How much money does the state actually make off of this? How much money does Multnomah County actually make off of this? How much money does the city actually make off of this? How much money does the police? Again, this is being paid by the fines and the fees. And correct me if I'm wrong, this doesn't come out of the city coffer. This is based upon their fines to get the most they can get, to place the most cameras where they can place them, and to take advantage of people throughout this city. Again, I find it unconstitutional. I propose a complete ban on the red camera system, such as Greg Abbott in Texas. Ban this, get rid of it, and get rid of conduit. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Lightning. Have a good day. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Are there any more people to testify, Carla?
That's all who signed up.
This is the first reading. It will now move to a second reading. But before I gavel out, I want to respond to some of the things that we heard with public testimony. When I talked to Sergeant Holcomb and to PBOT, my major concerns were whether or not the fines were so high that low-income people were being unduly impacted by those fines. What I was told by Sergeant Holcomb was that they could get the fine greatly reduced. So if you go to class, you don't have to pay the fine, right? But the class costs almost the same price as the ticket, right? But if you go to the class and pay to go to the class, then the ticket is forgiven, right? You can get the class greatly reduced, but the police bureau must come up with a better mechanism to actually let the public know that low-income people, people who don't have a lot of resources, can get those fees waived. And so I will be working with Portland Police Bureau and PBOT to make sure that the data that we're collecting will tell us very clearly by next year who's being impacted, who's having to pay these fines, who's showing up at the classes, and whether or not we are having a detrimental impact on people who can ill afford these fines. So I just want you to know I hear you loud and clear, and most of your questions were the questions I asked behind closed doors. Commissioner Fritz, do you have any comments that you want to make?
No, thank you.
Commissioner Udaly.
I'll just add that we have, I believe, 4 cameras in the entire city. They've been carefully placed. We've chosen high crash corridors where speeding and red light running are a major concern. They've shown a dramatic reduction in speeding and red light running. They are a safer, less biased, and I want to say more cost effective, but now that I'm painfully aware of the cost of this contract, I don't know if I can claim that. Should be more cost effective way to discourage people from endangering themselves and others on our roadways. But like I said, I'm very concerned with equity issues around this. Who is it impacting? And in particular, the burden that it may place on low-income residents. So PBOT and PPB are exploring policy considerations related to ability to pay, and the Vision Zero Task Force is also looking at equitable enforcement. So I'm looking forward to their recommendations.
This item has been moved to a second reading. Excellent. In that case, we are adjourned.